listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are going to continue today our sermon series, Now is the Time to Restore the Image of God, the Protection of Every Innocent Human Life. And we have had some developments since the last time we preached on this. You may recall we preached a sermon on the proposed legislation, the proposed pro-life legislation in Tallahassee, before going to Tallahassee to actually lobby for the protection of every innocent human life. And we actually applied biblical principles to government, biblical principles to our laws, to our pro-life laws. And then we also went to Tallahassee. And since going to Tallahassee, we met with representatives, Republicans, Democrats, we met with those and we encouraged them to protect every innocent human life. And since that time, the Florida House and the Florida Senate did pass what now is known as the Heartbeat Protection Act, that actually will, if and when it's enacted, it hasn't been enacted because Florida has its own Supreme Court, Florida Supreme Court case known as In Re TW, as in the case of, RE as in reference, and TW was a minor who sought to have an abortion and without notifying her parents, and she went to a court and the Florida Supreme Court ruled that we have a right to abortion in our Constitution. I've read our Florida Constitution. It doesn't have a right to abortion. We do have, however, a right of privacy, which doesn't equal a right to abortion. But a previous Florida Supreme Court did rule that we have this right to abortion in our Constitution. The authors of this bill made the bill subservient to that decision as opposed to calling for it to be enacted when signed. And it already has been signed. The Florida Supreme Court is taking up the 15-week ban and will be hearing that. And when that decision comes out, we do anticipate that the current Florida Supreme Court, which is much more conservative and not an activist court, will actually rule according to the Constitution, the clear language of the Constitution, and determine that the Florida Constitution does not include a right to abortion. But we went over last week, actually, that bill, that Florida Heartbeat Protection Bill, which would ban abortion in some cases after 6 weeks, but also has exceptions where it specifically authorizes abortion after 6 weeks, including in the cases of rape, incest, and human trafficking. And we know these are terrible things. They should never happen. In fact, we believe fully in punishing rapists. In fact, the Bible actually calls for the death penalty to be applied to rapists, to people that are convicted of rape. That would certainly cut down on the number of people that commit rape, wouldn't it? But what we see here is that we see actually today we don't put to death a rapist. We no longer even punish them as severely as we need to punish them. But what we do is we put to death the preborn child. That bill also has exceptions for fatal fetal anomaly. It limits that type. If a baby is diagnosed as having a fatal fetal anomaly, it does actually limit abortions or actually prohibit abortions after the second trimester. So all the way to the end of the second trimester. And by the way, all you have to have is two doctors that say the baby has a fetal anomaly. Well, one of them can be the abortionist that's going to profit with actually the abortion determination to determine that this is an emergency situation and that the life of the mother needs to be protected. We need to slice this baby's arms and legs off, crush her skull, and remove her from the womb. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website at fasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC.
Solves computer problems.
You need a Faster PC.
That's right. Yes, you do. And we are back. We are ready to answer your questions. I'm just sending over right now, actually posting to social media, letting people know about the show. You know, if people don't know about this show, how are they going to learn? And, you know, you might want to share this information with your friends. You know, because you know what happens. If you're the only one that knows this information, you know what's going to happen. Your friends and your relatives, they're going to ask you to help them. But if you share this information, they can know also. They can learn all the things that we teach. You know, one of the things we're trying to help people is to avoid being scammed. And, you know, we see this on a regular basis, people being scammed. Another thing we've really seen a lot this week is, well, you know what we've had happening this week?
You know what we've had happening this week. We've had lots of lightning out there. And boy, you know, this really has affected some computers. It's a fact. We have a computer in the shop. We also at one office or one location where they have a home and a cottage, we actually replaced a cable modem, a router. Another router was fried. We actually replaced their range extender, and we replaced ends on the Cat5 cable that connects the two buildings to the home and the cottage together. So and that was pretty big. I mean, we've had some pretty big storms, massive storms, and it has affected some people's computers. Hopefully it hasn't affected yours. By the way, one of the things that we did for that client is we actually installed a surge protector, and we had talked about doing this in the past, and we had a surge protector that protects not only the power but also the coax coming into the Comcast modem. And what happens sometimes is that the surge can come in through the power, but the surge can also come in through the Comcast modem. Well, in addition to that, this time we installed another surge protector that actually is capable and does actually have the ability. It actually does it's doing surge protection on the Cat5 cable, the Cat6 cable. I think it's Cat5 because it was installed quite a while ago. So but the cable that links the two buildings, the home and the cottage together, we're actually protecting that link, because the last two times they've gotten hit, it's actually the surge has actually come from the cottage, come across the Cat5 line, and then taking out their in this case, it took out their router. So the router wasn't 100% bad. They actually had, it took out the port that the Cat5 cable connecting the cottage was connected to. Now, the previous strike took out another port, so they were down to only two ports, which they needed both of those ports. But it also, in addition, not only did it take out that port, but it also took out the WAN port. The WAN stands for Wide Area Network. That's your internet port. And then it also jumped over to the modem and took that out as well. So this was something that was pretty big, but we were able to get them up and going. But it did require replacing quite a bit of equipment. And again, we put in a surge protector that is protecting the power, is protecting the coax, and is also protecting the Ethernet. And so this is, they're going to have a lot more protection than what they had in the past. And this is one of the things we see sometimes when lightning hits a device, that you get that surge from lightning in a device, it can send that surge through Ethernet, and that can take out switches. It can take out other devices on the network. Sometimes it's just if a computer is connected, it might take out the Ethernet port on the computer. Well, you can install an extra Ethernet port on a computer. That's not a huge deal. But when it takes out your some of your Ethernet ports on your router, and it takes out the WAN port, again, that's the wide area network. That's the port that your modem plugs into. That takes things down totally. But we got them back up and running. And of course, one of the things that we took some steps to hopefully minimize something that happens, if this happens in the future. Now, it's interesting. I found it interesting that the surge actually did not take out the entire Cat5 line. I thought it might, but really what it did is it damaged the ends on some of the, or maybe some of the pins on the connectors. And I'm not sure which one was bad, but we replaced them all because, you know, we replaced one and tested and still had the error, replaced another one and tested, still had the error, replaced another one and tested, still had the error. You know, there were four connectors because there's a cable that goes to a little closet, and there's a connector on either end of that cable, and then there's a cable that goes from that closet to the cottage, and again there's a connector on both ends of those. So we did get them back up and running though, and you know, we have had some other issues related to the storms. I know the week before that we had a lot of high winds and storms and power outages, and you know, they affected another one of our customers. So, you know, these types of things can affect you, but we actually, you know, were able to take some steps to hopefully reduce the risk of this type of thing happening. I was at a location yesterday for a customer who actually just moved down here from New York. And she said, you know, I'm not used to all this lightning and everything. And I said, you know, we're the lightning capital of the world here. We have a lot of lightning, and this is something that definitely, you know, you want to be aware of. You want to make sure that you have surge protection on all of your equipment. And really, when we're talking about surge protection, here's the thing to remember. You know, if you go to the store and you buy a power strip that connects your devices, and you know, you think, wow, you know, I'm protected here. Well, think again, because really what you're looking at is very likely if you pay just $5 or $10 for this thing, it probably is not a surge protector. You know, sometimes they'll call them surge suppressors, but really what you want is you want a surge protector that's so good that it carries an equipment replacement guarantee with it. And some of them will replace like $5,000 worth of equipment or $10,000 worth of equipment. Some of them, you know, I mean, at a point, obviously, you know, unless you have a really big expensive business machine that you're connecting this to, or big medical machine or something like that, in most cases, you know, I mean, what's a computer cost today? You know, you know, over $1,000, over $2,000, you probably aren't going to have anything connected to it that's worth that much. You know, although, you know, if you had a server, you know, you definitely could get, you know, quite a bit over that. If you had you know, a computer and a printer and some other devices connected to it, certainly you could get up. But you're probably not, you know, most people aren't going to get over $5,000, but anyway, you want a equipment replacement warranty, and typically the ones that have the equipment replacement warranty are so good that typically they will not even die themselves in a surge. But we have seen a few times where they have taken a sacrifice, and they died, but the unit is perfectly okay. And I think we only had one time where a unit was replaced or had to be replaced under that warranty. And, you know, we're talking about thousands and thousands of lightning strikes, you know, really over 10,000 of our customers protected by these surge protectors. So you can be protected too if you choose to be so.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do. We are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer and technology questions as well. Not just computers today. There's so much to do, with printers that are connected to the internet, phones, tablets, doorbells, cameras, TVs. We have one client that called us this week and said, hey, you know, my Comcast bill is over $200. What can I do about this? Well, you know, we started talking to them about some of the things they can do. First of all, you can replace your rented modem that you're paying. You know, if you have Comcast, chances are you're paying a monthly fee for their modem. And We actually even had one client that had been paying that monthly fee, maybe $15 a month. They'd been paying this for like 10 years, and their modem was bad. The agent that I spoke to on with support said, well, we think that the modem is bad. So take it back and have it, take it back to the Comcast store and have it replaced. They charged them a $30 activation fee. And, think about it, $15 a month for 10 years. And that's $180 a year, which is $1,800. And they still have the audacity to charge them a $30 activation fee on the new modem. And just crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, we probably should have said, hey, we can get you a modem. And, it costs money for a modem and a router. But once you buy it, it's yours, and it doesn't take too long. Definitely, you're going to pay way more in 10 years. And a lot of people that are out there have been paying this for a long time, that extra money. Of course, that's not a huge amount of money. But the next thing we talked about was get a Roku device. And he said he already had a Roku device and connect it to your TV, or your TV might already be a Roku. There are some TVs that are Roku TVs. And there are also, Amazon Fire Stick is another way you can go. Apple TV is another way where you can go. And some TVs come with the Amazon Fire Stick programming inside of it. Although I have found that the Roku actually is easier to set up and easier to function, it has more functionality. But what we actually, so we actually talked about, well, get rid of your cable package and go with a streaming package. Look at what programs that you want to watch and then look for a streaming package that provides that. And he's still going to be spending a monthly fee. There are various services out there, and I think he was looking at Sling and maybe an add-on to add on an extra news channel that his wife likes to watch that wasn't on Sling. But he's going to be looking at probably around $50 or $60 for his television, which is going to save him considerably. And then you negotiate with Comcast to lower the price of your internet. And chances are you probably have, many people out there are paying for speeds that are faster than what you actually need. Just to show you, I mean, they'll say, well, how many devices do you have? And you really need to have more speed in there. Now I can tell you, most people don't need more speed. You can actually get by with most people can probably get by with they have a plan that's like, and I think you have to be, this is only for like a new service. And it's been a few years since I've looked at this plan. So it's possible that it might be that you have to sign up for this, that maybe they have a higher speed plan for a little bit more money right now. I'll actually go out and look at it right now and see what is available. But they have had a plan where you can get 25 megabits down, 2 megabits up for $25 a month. And that may be for a year or two. And they may not give you that. They may not want to reduce your plan to that. But that's something that you can do. And if they want to reduce your plan to a lower introductory price, and you have a spouse, and the service is in your name, your spouse could sign up. And then once that service is connected, you could disconnect the service that's in your name, or vice versa. So this is something that you can look at. And they actually do. I'm looking at the Xfinity website right now, they actually have 200 megabit internet that they're advertising right now for $35 a month for 1 year with no contract. So that's definitely a good price, and that plus the for this particular customer that we're talking is paying like over $200 a month for their internet and television. They don't have a phone line. Their internet and television is costing them over $200 a month. They're going to be switching to a streaming service that might cost them $55 or $60 a month. This service here, $35 a month. Now, there's probably some tax in there. Maybe it goes up to $40 a month. But really, you're looking at about $100 a month there, which is $100 a month savings, which means that over the course of a year, you're saving $1,200. And, you can do this next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year after that and so on and so forth. And again, if they won't give you that low price and you have a spouse, have your spouse sign up for the plan, and then you can cancel yours once the other one, you don't have to go without, just wait until the other one is active and then cancel. You can also, you can do that every year if you need to, but, a lot of times they will negotiate, especially if you know the price. And I've done this with businesses also. We had one business recently that they have actually two buildings, and they had internet in the one building, but we wanted to bring internet into Comcast internet into their main building, so that because sometimes the link between the two buildings wasn't quite as solid as it should have been. So we brought a 100 megabit service into their new building, and it's like $100 a month, and that includes 5 static IP addresses, maybe it might be $120 a month with the 5 static IP addresses, and they are, when you have static IP addresses, you have to pay for their modem, so they are paying $20 a month for their modem, and so they're getting that, and then they were paying like $250, $300 for their other internet. And we contacted Comcast, and they have a retention department that you can speak to for the business, on the business side. We contacted Comcast and just said, hey, they want to reduce the speed and reduce the cost on this, because this is just a backup internet for them, just a secondary internet. And they said, okay, well, we can do this, we can do this for like, they quoted like $30 more than what they were paying for at the other office. And I said, well, you know what? They just got this service at the other office, and it was this price. And the agent said, yeah, I can do that. So the thing is, sometimes if they don't think you know, and if you don't know, they'll sign you up for a more expensive plan. But if you know, if you're armed, go to their website, look and see what plans they're offering, and then call them and see if you can lower your price. And again, if not, then maybe maybe you could switch to another service. You could, by the way, switch to either get the service in a spouse's name, or another thing that you can do. Some people, we have customers that are switching over to the 5G hotspots. In the 5G hotspots, T-Mobile has these, AT&T has these, Verizon has these. Comcast is getting it to cell phones, so they might even have this, but you're looking at, you kind of put it near a window, and it provides wireless to your house, and most of them are around $50 a month, and the speeds are fast. So that's another option to go with. And then we've talked also about Starlink. I mean, Starlink is something that for most of our listeners, satellite's not really the best option for you, because most of our listeners can get either AT&T or Comcast, or you have good cell reception where you are, so you can get one of those mobile hotspots. But there are people that are in the western parts of Fort Pierce that where you can't get, and in fact, there's even some parts in Port St. Lucie. I was at a house I don't know if it was last week or the week before, where they actually still have DSL, and that's the fastest internet they can get there. And let me tell you, they bought a new computer, and I just had to tell them, listen, you're not going to appreciate the speed of this computer. You're not going to see the speed of this computer until you actually improve your wireless, because on the internet, this computer is not fast. And in fact, we did some remote work for them, and it's excruciatingly slow. And I just remember when DSL was the fastest thing out there, but it's not anymore. But there are people in Western Fort Pierce and in some areas in Northwestern Fort Pierce that can't get Comcast and they can't get AT&T's fiber. They can only get DSL or U-verse, and it's a slow U-verse. And so some of those people, and some of those people can't even get U-verse or DSL. And so what they're doing is they're using there's a Florida broadband, which is a UHF internet. But we have one client that just switched over not too long ago to Starlink, and this is Elon Musk's satellite system. So, you know, he's been launching, and you probably have seen a lot of the rockets going up, and some of those rockets are carrying satellites, Starlink satellites. And what these are doing is they're orbiting the Earth, and his goal is to be able to provide internet to the entire world. So areas that don't have, and by the way, when we talk about Western Fort Pierce, I mean, that's kind of remote to us. But there are areas that are much more remote than that in the world that have no infrastructure and no way to access the internet, but he's actually working to be able to provide them with internet service through Starlink and satellite. And if you're out there in that situation where you can't get a fast internet, otherwise, well, you know, the Starlink system is something that might be an option for you, because again, these satellites, they're orbiting the Earth, and you know, the customer of ours that switched over is actually thrilled with the performance, faster than Florida Broadband was. And you know, with Florida Broadband, you actually have a tower on your property, and you have to take that down during a storm, and you have no internet during the storm. And you know, you might not have internet during the storm anyway, regardless of who you have. But they've had a much better experience with Starlink. We have some other customers west of town that can't get Starlink yet because there's not enough satellites near where they are. And so you know, they're putting up rockets, they're putting up more satellites. And you know, I just heard yesterday that AT&T and the other cell phone providers are actually experimenting now with satellite telephone calls and a way to actually expand service to areas where they ordinarily wouldn't have service, and also probably reduce the cost as well. So a lot happening with internet technology. And you can be a part of this. You can make sure that you have the best and that you're saving money at the same time. That's the goal. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do, and we are back ready to answer your questions, ready to help you with your technical and computer-related issues. You know, I mentioned that the consumer that we're going to be helping out switch over to a lower priced internet service, and also switch over to streaming internet television. It's going to be saving about $100 a month. Well, the business that we're switching over, they're going to be saving like $150 to $200 a month. In fact, even with paying for two internet connections, they're still going to be saving $50 to $100 a month. And, you know, that's money that, hey, you know, it's going to be there. you're not going to have to, they're going to be saving that every month. And they have been paying for an AT&T fiber, dedicated fiber back internet backup, where they've been paying actually about $550 a month. That's an insane amount, especially when AT&T has, it's just a backup internet. And with AT&T has a non-dedicated business fiber starting around $50 in many locations. So, and of course you can get the cellular 5G as a backup as well. You know, just in a worst case scenario, let's say Comcast goes down, which doesn't happen often, but every now and then it does. You know, if it happens on your busiest day of the year, you know, you just think, how much money would I lose if I was shut down that day? And that's what this customer is thinking. And, he can get backup for like $50 a month versus $550 a month. That's $500 a month savings, which is $6,000 in a year. So that's huge. And there are ways to look, and a lot of people are looking for ways to cut. A lot of businesses are looking for ways to cut their costs. Another way that we can help you cut your cost is through, if you're a business out there, one of the services that we are providing now is voice over IP phones. And what this is, voice over IP stands for voice over internet protocol. So it's actually phone calls over the internet. Even if you have a home phone or a business phone today, there's a good chance that you're not actually on a copper line. You may have a copper line. If you have a copper line, you've had it for a number of years, probably 20 years or more. But if you are to call up Comcast today or AT&T today and order phone lines, what you're going to get is you're actually going to get a modem that connects to the internet, and this modem is going to have phone lines that come out of it. And with AT&T, they do that through UVerse, and with Comcast, if it's the business side, they have a separate modem for your phone lines. If it's the consumer side, your modem that provides internet also provides your phone line or phone lines. And so this is how this works with Comcast. And really, the cost per line is pricey. And in addition to the cost per line, you actually have to pay for your own phone system. Now, some people just have an inexpensive portable phone that maybe they don't need more than one line or two lines, and there are even some phone systems that will do up to four lines. But you're not really getting a lot of the features, and you're still paying a lot of money for that phone service, for those phone lines. And then and a lot of businesses, really, to get the functionality that they need, they have a $10,000 or $20,000 PBX phone system. So this is a phone system that the phone lines plug into, and there are phones that plug into this that connect, and you can transfer calls from one extension to another extension. You can call the extension, and the person can pick up. You can talk to them, so on and so forth. Well, with voice over IP, this is something that we can offer as a way to save businesses money. And we're able to actually lower the cost and give them even more features than what you would have with a PBX system. How can we do that? Well, with the new technology using voice over IP, basically you have what's called a virtual PBX. So a phone call's coming in, you can have them do whatever you want to. You can have them ring one phone. You can have them ring every phone that you have. You can have not only ringing physical phones, but you can also have an app on your computer and a headset so that you can actually talk to people on your computer. You can have, in addition you can have an app on your phone, and you can receive calls on your phone. You can also text your customers and receive text on your business line. This is something that's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool feature. And you have voicemail. If you want to have an auto attendant, you can have an auto attendant. If you want, if you have several departments, you know, maybe you have billing, maybe you have scheduling, maybe you have accounts receivable, accounts payable, you have sales, new customers, or customers that are looking to schedule an appointment or change an appointment, you can press 1 for this, 2 for that. You can press whatever number. You can set up the auto attendant to press whatever number you want to press to be able to get you to the place. You could even, what some people even do, is they even, you know, typically 0 will get you to the operator and 1 will get you to someone as well. So what some people do to avoid spam calls, you know, there's a lot of spam calls out there. They're just made by computers, and the computers are programmed once they hear the auto attendant to press 0 or to press 1, see if they can get through to an actual person. When you pick up, then a person actually picks up and talks to you and tries to sell you something. Well, to get rid of those types of calls, you can actually program it so that those calls don't, you know, someone has to press 2, for instance, instead of 1 or instead of 0 to get to someone. But you can actually make it so people can speak to someone immediately. You can make it so that it just rings to everyone and then goes to the auto attendant. We have one office where it rings to everyone for like 30 seconds, 40 seconds, and then it goes to the auto attendant. If they don't answer, at the end of that, they can select an option. If they select scheduling, if they select billing, if they select sales or whatever, they can accounts payable, accounts receivable. They get to that person's mailbox, and you can actually have a mailbox for and a special message for that. You know, let's say one person handles accounts payable and accounts receivable. Well, you can have a special voicemail greeting for accounts payable and a different greeting for accounts receivable. And all of that can be done, and it can be done for less money in most cases than what you're already paying for your phones. And you don't have to have a expensive phone system. You also can use, again, the apps on the phone. So with the apps on the phone, you just can answer the call wherever you are, anywhere you are in the world, as long as you have cell phone service or cellular data, you can actually answer the phone call. And in addition, as we mentioned, you can have an app on your computer so that you can actually send and receive calls on your computer itself. And you'll be able to actually make the calls that you need to make. And you know, really, I mean, just think about this. If you have a business and people are out in the field at various times, maybe you're away from the office, you still, you know, there's an important call that you want to be able to take. You know, imagine just being able, someone in your office being able to pick up the phone, dial an extension, it rings your cell phone, you pick up, and they say, "Hey, so-and-so is on the phone. Let me transfer them over to you," and you know who they are at that point, and then you get the call transferred to you, and you can still be connected to that customer or that business associate. Maybe it's an employee, maybe it's a vendor that you really need to speak to get a part or to get software, to get whatever it is that you need to get to be able to provide a service for someone. You know, we know today, boy, you know, there's a lot of supply chain issues, and you know, sometimes, you know, you really want to be able to reach your, you know, really want to be in connection to your vendors, not just your customers, but your vendors, so that you can make sure that you have the supplies to carry out the part, you know, to carry out the job that you need to carry out for your businesses, you know, for your customers. So we're able to expand your functions, give you additional additional features with actually lowering your cost as well. And we've talked a lot about lowering costs today, lowering costs on the internet. In the last segment, we talked about how you can save, maybe $100 and, on up on your internet bill, and maybe even get faster speeds than what you were getting before. And actually, I just switched over. I actually looked at the options with Xfinity, and you can get it's pretty amazing. They do have a plan, 75 megabits per second down for $30 a month. They have the 200 megabit plan for $35 a month, and they go up from there. Of course, that's only for 1 year, and then they're going to raise the price on you. You have to know that, so you need to be ready next year to renegotiate with them or switch your service back over. But with the voice over IP service that we're talking about, the price, this isn't an introductory price. It's not that we can save businesses money for the first year. This is the price, and prices do change, and there are fluctuations. But one of the biggest complaints we hear about AT&T and Comcast is my price is always going up. And people say, well, 1 month is this, and the next month it jumps, and the next month it jumps, and maybe it just seems like it's jumping that often. But we're hearing from people quite often telling us that their prices are increasing, and with this service, the prices are low, you save you money, you get extra features, and you actually have the ability, more abilities than you had before. And it's not an introductory price. That price is going to stick with you. You're not going to have to get rid of that price. You're not going to have to go with new service. You're going to be able to go with that price and be able to have those savings and the extra features for the duration of as long.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Now is the Time to Restore the Protection of Every Innocent Human Life. Part 10.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.